This is Deus Ex responding to Benevolent Heretics' response to my podcast entitled Toronto's Gun Crime Issues. I think we have a bit of a misunderstanding here. Drug users aren't shooting drug dealers. Secondly, when I quoted the price of a single 22 round that was on the street, meaning illegally obtained. The way it works is people up here, we have guns. Generally not handguns, though. Handguns are what's wanted on the street. There's an incredible demand for weaponry on the street, so the price of an illicitly obtained handgun ammunition are absolutely huge, especially since we're on the verge of a shooting war here. The price of a 22 round is $5 to $10. 9 mil can go for 15 to 20 a piece. For handguns themselves, I believe the current going rate is for a 45, we're talking basic model 1911 or maybe a Glock, you're talking $2,400 to $2,800 Canadian to start. So that should give you an indication of the demand and people's willingness to shoot each other. For me, you know, this is saying the only reason we're not having more shootings is people don't have guns to shoot each other with. And no amount of legislation will be able to stop that. It's a matter of neighboring legalities. A little more on that later when I talk about the pot trail. Let me try and work out the drug trade for you. The way it works, gangs are largely supported by dealing drugs. So, the way they deal drugs is pick a corner, pick a stretch of the sidewalk, and a gang's dealer will stand there and sell drugs to passersby. And normally, since any given stretch of road will have these dealers on it, they won't fight, since they're generally aligned with the same gang. But where two different gangs' territories meet, you have a big issue. Someone will disrespect someone, someone will steal someone's business, and so Gang A's soldiers go over, shoot that drug dealer, because it's a big gap in their money flow, and Gang B says, we're not going to let you do that, and they go and they shoot Gang B's drug dealers or soldiers or what have you, and well, look where we are now. It just sort of expanded. There was, in fact, a very unpleasant incident around Boxing Day here. There's a stretch of, I believe it's Young, near Sam the Record Man. It's near college, I think, yeah. Sam the Record Man and a Foot Locker, where we have one of these boundaries, and it was Boxing Day, it was crowded, it was downtown, this isn't the slums, this was downtown, and someone decided to make a hit, and drug dealer got away, 15-year-old girl died, 7 people wounded. They shot into a crowd, and missed. And now that the intended targets will probably reciprocate with their own drive-by or what have you. And no, this isn't restricted to a downtown area. Out where I live way out in the burbs. We had, 2 weeks ago, we had a kid shot in the legs in a mall because, well, drug trade's out here too. Drug trade's everywhere in Canada. It's just one of those things. We have a very large surplus of drugs, and those drugs bring in, one expects, about conservative estimate, probably around $10 billion a year. That's my personal estimate. But okay. The other big issue with gun crime and drug crime as compared to Canada and the US is the different set of laws. In America, it's very easy to get guns, and you generally don't have to register them in some states, especially southern ones. So, what's happening is, excuse me, people go to the South, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, buy handguns for $69 a pound or whatever you sell these ridiculously cheap guns for. They buy as many cheap guns as they can for, they spend maybe $1,000, get six, seven, eight guns, or something like that. They get some amount of guns for fairly low price in thousands of dollars, and they bring it up here, usually via the prairies, via Aboriginal reservations, whatever, and they sell them on the streets of Toronto for three times going price when they were new. Like I said, $2,400. Basic model 1911. Glock 9mm used. Right? They sell for $1,800 on the street. So, we have this huge issue where the Americas, well, continental states have this dearth of guns, and there's this supply and demand. Same thing with drugs up here. For you, pot is a tightly restricted substance, it, well, comparatively, and not easy to obtain. So we have the pot trail. It runs from Alaska through BC into the Northwest, and it sees literally hundreds of tons of pot go into your country. And billions of dollars are made like that. Bikers similarly conduct grow ops and take the pot, run across the border, trade it for meth and guns, bring it back, make a killing. Basically what's happening are both on both sides of the border, criminals are cooperating because they each have something they want. We have pot. We have ridiculously poor customs. So, pot goes out, guns and meth come in. Not to mention all sorts of other fun things. Ecstasy. One in seven ecstasy pills in North America were at one point going through Scarborough. So what's happening now is because the drug trade is such an integral part of the local economy, I suppose could be called, you're starting to get some friction between groups. And people are shooting each other for it. Even out w again out where I live, which is Very nice, very white, very rich burbs. We have probably over $1 million worth of pot taken out of the city in grow-ups alone. And yeah, up here, pot isn't too big of a deal. You get fine or what have you for possessing it. It's not all that big of a deal. But yeah, so. What was that matter? Oh, yes. So they're taking lots of pot out of my city alone. People are getting shot in the lily white burbs out here over. Actually, to be frank, it's cocaine out here. It's getting something awful. Because people are rich. People have the money to spend on cocaine. So they do. And now kids are getting shot over it. And it's just so damn disappointing. At any rate, I hope I've answered some of your questions. This is Dave Sex, signing out. Stay safe, everyone.